You're listening to Agent-Driven Development, real experiences from operators building with AI. Everything here is free. Use it. Share it. Just attribute it back.
This is the shortest useful version of what we've learned. It's distilled from everything we've published so far. CTO, CIO, CIO, CFO, CRO, or a board member, this is the operating baseline, not trend commentary, not AI theater, first principles. 10 of them. Let's go. As Thou Boeing 5s, US. Number 1. Strategy without shipping is fiction. If it doesn't show up in production, it's not strategy, it's narrative. Review shipped outcomes first, roadmap second, tie strategy updates to production evidence, not workshop output. Your simple test, what shipped in the last 14 days that changed revenue, risk, margin, speed, or quality? If the answer is nothing or I'm not sure, that's your problem, not the tooling, not the talent, the system. Number 2, the bottleneck is the system, not the tool. Most AI initiatives underperform because teams optimize code generation while work still waits in legal, security, approvals, hiring, and handoffs. Local optimization looks like progress. System throughput is what pays. Map end-to-end flow from idea to customer value. Measure wait time and queue time, not just engineer activity. Fix cross-functional constraints before buying more tools. So this catches almost every executive team. They see fast demos, they buy fast tools, and then the work still takes 12 weeks because 7 of those weeks are sitting in somebody's approval queue. .0s. Number 3. Guardrails beat gates. Old operating models use gates to control risk. AI native models use guardrails to control risk while preserving speed. Gates create delay, guardrails create consistency. Encode quality, security, and compliance into the workflow. Reduce committee-based approval where legal and regulatory mandates don't require it. Keep mandatory controls. Remove habitual controls. That distinction matters. Mandatory versus habitual. A lot of what slows your organization down isn't required, it's inherited. Someone added a review step in 2019 and nobody ever questioned whether it still earns its cost. Number 4, incentives define behavior faster than policy. See, people aren't lazy, they're rational. They optimize for what the system rewards. If your system rewards safety theater, you get safety theater. If your system rewards shipped outcomes with controlled risk, you get execution. Align comp, promotions, and recognition to value delivery. Make decision latency visible by team and function. Remove metrics that reward motion instead of outcome. C. This one's uncomfortable because it means looking at your own incentive structure honestly. Not what you say you value, what you actually promote for, what you actually celebrate, what you actually measure in the quarterly review. That's what people optimize for. Number 5. You can't read yourself into operational fluency. Leaders don't understand AI native execution by consuming reports. Teams don't internalize new workflows through slide training. Understanding comes from building. Require leaders to complete hands-on build sessions. Train in live workflows, not sandbox exercises. Use production adjacent work for adoption, not toy examples. If you haven't built something with an agent yourself, you don't have an opinion about AI native execution. You have a position. Those are different things. Positions come from reading. Opinions come from contact with reality. 5 all 4 it sees. 5s. Number 6, talent model beats tool stack. A weak operating model with strong tools still underperforms. A strong operating model with decent tools outperforms. Who's in the room, how they decide, and how they hand off matters more than vendor logos. Hire and evaluate for systems thinking and delivery judgment. Build clear role architecture for AI native teams. Treat HR as a core execution function, not support overhead. This is the one that vendor presentations will never tell you. They'll show you features. They won't tell you that features don't matter if your team structure can't convert them into shipped outcomes. But measure economics, not excitement. Dashboards can show AI usage and still hide business underperformance. You need macro outcomes. The small executive scorecard. Speed, quality, cost, risk, and value. Report trend and variance, not one-time wins. Tie AI efforts to EBITDA logic where possible. A practical scorecard starts with 5 things: lead time trend, deployment frequency trend, change failure trend, rework rate, cost per unit of delivered value. If you can't produce those 5 numbers for your AI initiative, you don't have a measurement problem. You have a management problem. Point O's. Number 8, build parallel when legacy gravity is too strong. Sometimes transformation in place works, often it doesn't. When organizational gravity is too high, build a parallel operating system and transfer capability back over time. Decide explicitly. Transform, parallel, outsource, or hybrid. Time box experiments with kill criteria. Protect the core business while building the next model. Keyword there is explicitly. Most organizations don't choose. They drift. They run transformation in place until it stalls. Then they panic. Then they outsource something they shouldn't have. Then they try parallel without protecting it from the mothership. Make the decision. Own the trade-off. Number 9. Governance must be explicit, fast, and boring. High-performing executive teams don't improvise governance. They run a cadence. Clear owners, clear thresholds, clear escalation, weekly operating review, monthly executive steering, quarterly board checkpoint, single-threaded ownership for each work stream. If governance is vague, execution collapses into politics. And once it's political, you've lost months, maybe quarters, because now every decision requires a coalition instead of an owner. Number 10, the executive team must have the hard conversation early. Most teams delay the core conversation. What are we optimizing for? What are we willing to stop? What risk will we accept? Which legacy assumptions are now false? Delay makes this more expensive. Every quarter you wait, the conversation gets harder, the options narrow, and the cost of change goes up. Run the conversation with structure, define end state first, make one accountable decision path. This is leadership work, not tooling work. CIO don't fives, on fights. If you need a practical first move, here's a simple operating blueprint. Define end state outcomes and constraints, that's 2 to 3 hours. Map current system bottlenecks, that's 1 to 2 weeks. Choose your path and trade-offs, half a day. Commit to a 90-day plan with named owners. Half a day, then run the cadence, and ship, that's it, 4 steps and a commitment. The advantage isn't using AI. The advantage is building an organization that can turn intelligence into execution faster than your peers. Everything else is secondary.
That's it for this one. More at agentdrivendevelopment.com. If it helped, pass it on. That's it for this one. More at agentdrivendevelopment.com. If it helped, pass it on.